This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the McKay Group, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, Creative Landscaping, Pella Corporation, and Round Window Liquor. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Two Rivers Cooperative, the City of Pella, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, DeHeisen Carpentry, De Blumenhof Garden Center, and Golay Heating and Cooling. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man served our country and now serves veterans. In the fifth part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Michael Brayman, State Senior Vice Commander, Department of Iowa, with the VFW. Michael, where are you from?
Des Moines, originally. I graduated from Bonner and Ferrer.
And what brought you to Knoxville?
My wife. We both worked at the VA hospital in Des Moines.
And what'd you do at the VA?
I was a peer support specialist, nationally certified. I gave classes to veterans in the DOM, suffering from PTSD, substance abuse, and just mental health issues, my coping skills.
And tell us about your service.
I did 19 years, 7 months, and 5 days. I was medically retired. I deployed to Bosnia, Afghanistan a couple times, and several training, down in Panama, I did some training down there for jungle warfare training course in 99, so.
Can you share what you think was the high point of your service, something that you really feel good about?
I would actually have to say I was able to go down and train 1,900 cadets at West Point the summer of 99, and it was a real good experience because you really don't grab the concept of, of the history of the Army until you go to West Point and you're able to go into locker rooms or go into, just see how they live in their college life, compared to a regular college here in our state. I mean, it's a totally different atmosphere.
And what did you train them?
We trained them in marksmanship. There was a M16 range. We had to show them how to shoot a weapon. We did stick slings, which is react to enemy contact. You can see they were getting shot out. We showed them how to how they're supposed to react. Indirect fire if they had mortars coming in, how to react to that. So that's basically what we trained them for that summer.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeYoung Door Service, Vanco Camper Rentals, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, All Plan Insurance, McCall Monument, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Sherry's Matten Frame Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dandy Farms, Sully Community Locker, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dowie Pest Control, Overton Funeral Home, Van Mon and Seed and Chemical, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Marion County Auto Body, Cunningham Financial Services, and Stan Drywall.
I continued my conversation with Michael Brayman, State Senior Vice Commander, Department of Iowa, with the VFW. and that expertise came from training you got, and then also personal experience.
Yes, yes.
And the personal experience as a whole another dimension, that book learning and in the classroom.
Yeah, actually, in real life experience, you don't have time to be scared. It's like the training kicks in. So it's all like muscle memory. You just react. So.
And so the people that you trained at West Point, those are some smart kids. Those are going to, they'll be our leaders someday.
They're the future leaders. I mean, it was very humbling. It was, you got to meet a lot of people. I don't know if you've ever watched Black Hawk Down. Captain Steele, that raided, that, you know, was in charge of the Rangers that went in for Black Hawk Down, was in charge of the mission. He ended up being my battalion commander when I was in the 10th Mountain Division, or my lieutenant colonel. And he was with us when we went and trained those cadets at West Point. So he was pretty on top of us when we said, okay, this is, we lived off his experience from Somalia.
What was he like as a person?
He was very humble. He's a big man. In the movie, they portray him to be a small guy, but he's a very big guy. He can run forever, but he wouldn't run fast. He'd run slow, but he would run forever. He was good to his soldiers. You knew when he meant business, but then you knew when it was time, if he wanted you to relax, it was time to relax. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Newton Village, VHR Used Cars, Sundance Realty, Milo Locker Meats, IMU Fiber, Mutton Peas Autoland, Marion County Rural Water, and Jim and Susan Hicks. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Craig Clark Construction, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Garden and Associates in Oskaloosa, Central College, Lambert Truck Parts and Towing, Preston's Auction Service, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Candy's Flowers.
I continued my conversation with Michael Brayman, State Senior Vice Commander, Department of Iowa, with the VFW. What does it feel like, that responsibility to train somebody? I mean, because it's just like, it's not like regular schooling where people might not, I mean, in regular schooling, if you're a teacher, professor, whatever, nobody's going to get hurt if you teach them the wrong form of grammar or whatever you do. But I mean, if you don't train somebody right, there are severe consequences potentially. Is that a special kind of pressure? How does that feel? Tell us about that.
I wouldn't say it's a pressure. You basically, before you train somebody, you've already done this a million times, so you know what you're talking about, what you're doing. But things change on a dime of a hat. You might have to do something else. You might have to. We always tell our leaders, no decision is a bad decision. If you make a decision, it's the right decision. You stick with that decision. So that's one big key advice I always went by as I went up through my ranks in the military, and now as a VFW member and a leader in the VFW, no decision's a bad decision. If you're not making no decisions, you're just staying stagnant. But if you're making a decision, you're moving in some kind of direction, so.
But then you can change if circumstances suggest another way to go.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you train people to get beyond, let's say that there's pride. I don't like to admit I've made a bad decision. Or in this framework, you're not talking about a decision, because that's a decision is a good one. But what if I need to redirect? And how do I stop my pride from going the right direction?
You can't think of you just yourself. You can't think of your pride. You have a team. You have a squad. You have a platoon. And those members and those individuals are basically your lifeline. I mean, you'll do anything to save them, and they'll do anything to save you. So for me being, you know, hard-headed and say, no, I'm not going to change, no, you have to change. You have to change if you want to adapt to whatever obstacle comes your way. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Sims Custom Wash, Pella Co-op Electric, Spahn and Rose Lumber, Jersey Freeze, Vermeer Sales and Service, Don's Heating and Cooling, Culver's of Pella, Holiday Inn Express of Pella, and Pella Community Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kyle's Auto Repair, Shomo Madsen Humble Insurance, Johnston Communications, Reclaiming the Joy, Dave's Pro Auto and Lighten, Lighten Insurance Agency, Corner Sundry, Home Realty, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Michael Brayman, State Senior Vice Commander, Department of Iowa, with the VFW. Now, you're very active in the VFW. You're State Senior Vice Commander. What does that involve?
Right now, it's I do anything and everything to do in assisting our state commander. I'm the next position down. So right now, next year, I'm in line to be the state commander. I will go up to Washington, D.C., lobby for some bills we're trying to pass, or they're trying to pass in Senate. And we also do a lot of stuff here in the Iowa House, trying to, you know, in the subcommittees, trying to get veterans bills passed. You know, basically that's about it. I mean, we go around and make sure there's 115 posts in the state, and we go around to try to see if those posts in the state need help, or give them ideas on how to, you know, make their post stronger and thrive better. Prime examples are Knoxville post here in town. If you notice, we've gained a lot of more members. They revamped it, and you know, they're more active in their community. That's one of the biggest things that we're looking for, is we need to be there for our community, because if we're not there for our community is not going to support us.
Now, there's a couple of pieces of legislation that really mean a lot for our veterans that you're working personally on. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
One of them's the burn pit. If you don't, the burn pit's more like the new Agent Orange of our a lot of lung diseases. And for example, I was exposed to a burn pit in Afghanistan when I was in Jalalabad. I have COPD, I have asthma, I'm on an inhaler. You wouldn't know that I'm just sitting here, but I'm exposed to it. And because of that, we've had veterans die with lung issues. A lot of veterans die with lung issues over these past several years. And one of them was Richard Starr. He ended up having lung cancer. Well, he couldn't draw his retirement and his 100% VA. So we're trying to get that changed, because we feel that the veterans should be able to draw, you know, 100% of their VA check if they're disabled at 100%, but they should also receive a full retirement if they've earned it. And we're trying to push that, you know, for members like myself, I served 19 years, 7 months, 5 days. I do not get a retirement from the military. My retirement goes to the VA, because the VA is paying me 100% disability.
So you almost had your 20 years then?
Yes.
And you're not getting retirement?
No.
And so a lot of guys your age, you're still a young guy.
Yes.
You might get, you know, potentially another job.
Yes.
Like a lot of guys do.
Yes.
And gals. And so this stuff, so you're trying to make it so that you're getting is it disability payments?
Yeah, we get a disability.
And the retirement.
Yep, you should be. They're two separate entities. I mean, if you was to go work at any other civilian job and you put in the time, or you got
the
injured,
retirement,
you would get that retirement from that job. And you'd also get your disability if you qualified it for disability through the government.
So something that every other citizen has in that similar situation, our veterans don't get.
Our veterans don't get it right now.
So this is really important work.
It is. And actually, Washington, D.C., up in Washington, D.C., our VFW lobbyists are using my story to lobby with our senators. Because right now it's in a subcommittee right now up in the House and Senate. There is a lot of bipartisanship support on it, but it was started going big before the COVID, but ever since the COVID and now everything that's going on in the world with the Black Life Matters movement and all the riots and stuff, it's kind of been on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So.
And another piece of legislation you've been working on?
We've been trying to pass a bill here in town, or here in the state of Iowa. It's called the Green Alert Bill. We've been trying to push it for the last 2 years, but we've been getting stuck in the subcommittee. What the Green Alert Bill is, which there's several states that's already passed, Wisconsin, Texas, there's just a few states that have already passed this Green Alert Bill. And the Green Alert Bill would say a veteran has a mental health issue, has PTSD, and he's missing. He's gone. They don't know where he's at. And he has a firearm. You know, we have 22 veterans a day that commit suicide. And this is what this bill would do, is we'd be able to work with our local law enforcement. Instead, and you know how they send an Amber Alert out, they can send a Green Alert out and try to track down this veteran before he does something that he would regret. We'd be able to save a life if we was able to pass this bill.
And get the good mental health people there, hopefully, to help he or she out.
Yes. For example, last year, Wisconsin had 20 green alerts, the state of Wisconsin. They saved 19.
Wow. So if all of us can help get this through, if we talk to our local, legislators and say this green alert thing is a good idea, can you make that happen? So that's something every listener can do.
Yes, yes. Contact your representative. Let them know that this bill means a lot. Contact your senator. Tell them about the Richard Starr Act and the burn pits. We need our veterans need compensated for these burn pits, because right now they're not getting compensated for them. It's like the they're not recognizing the burn pits. It's just the same issues that we had with Agent Orange back in, my dad was in the Vietnam. It's back when all this, his era was Agent Orange. My era right now happens to be burn pits.
So you could just sit back and, live your life like a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And instead you decide that you're going to advocate, you're going to change the world. What is it that drives you to do that?
Veterans. I mean, every veteran is either my brother or sister. It doesn't matter if we have blood running through our blood. I mean, if we have the same blood, if you're a veteran, you're family to me. And we have to take care of our own. Because if we're not taking care of veterans, who else is going to take care of them? I mean, a lot of people say they're patriotic. The politicians say they're patriotic. They're this and that. But there's a lot of bills they've shut down. And if we wasn't there lobbying and trying to get these bills passed in Congress and in the state house, I don't think the bills would pass. And it's all about numbers. If you go in front of Congress, if you go to the state house and you say, okay, we have a million members in our organization, and they're all voting members because they served and they all like to vote. That's all you got to say, because then they'll listen to you. But once your organization drops under a million members, then they really, okay, they'll listen to you. They'll play the politician game, but your voice is heard more and more when there's more people in your organization. As you can tell right now, with all the people with the Black Lives Matter movement, it takes a lot of people to make change, and they're making change right now. It's the same way in any other organization. The more members you have in your organization, the bigger your voice is.
Thanks to Michael Brayman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.